Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He said the fallen. Pick up your weapon. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissies. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power. Hallelujah. We letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church
deliver me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we
give
all winning.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Father, forgive us cause we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, minds polluted. I know minds polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions, telling us hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're ill and oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Just knowing you are
here. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah.
Bless you. God bless you, saints of God, and I thank God for you and each and every one of you. My God, it always be a blessing. Let me help you shake you, wake you. My God Almighty, you get a waking up this morning with a fresh end, my God, of the Word of God. I know I can feel some of you. I know you're tired. You've been going in. And my God Almighty, but at the end of the day, we just come back to the table and just go ahead and start our morning off and just go ahead and give God a few minutes. I thank God for each and every one of you, saints of God. It always, always, always be a pleasure to talk to you and the family that could be able to give you inspiration, words of motivation, words of encouragement. The word's going to help you keep going for every day. Listen, saints of God, I want to know, are you still moving? You keeping on moving no matter what? You keep pressing no matter what. I know at times, I'm telling you right now, I just got to keep it real. I know at times it can get hard. I'm telling you right now. I know at times, even dealing with people, it can get a little difficult. It can get a little hard. But saints of God, you got to keep it cool. Even though you be ready to just grab them, just say, oh God, let me get this demon out of them. But nevertheless, saints of God, we got to keep our cool, because at the end of the day, vengeance is the Lord. For the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. Amen. Amen. I know some of you, my God, like Mother Helen was just talking about on yesterday. Sometimes, my God, people could push you to where you could use untoward words, you know. But is it the right thing to do? No, not necessarily. It's not the right thing to do, my God, but keeping your cool and your composure is maybe the right thing to do. Even though I know you'll be like, Lord, listen here, I got to give them a piece of my mind. People will push you that far. But at the end of the day, don't allow people with their immatureness or their evil ways, as she was talking on yesterday, to take you from your blessing or to mess you up for what God has for you. Many of you don't been swimming. You don't came so far. You've been going through. You don't need to get pushed back because you just got out of character, or you don't allow somebody to take you out of character. Amen. Let's keep pushing, my God of mine. Let's get rewarded for being faithful. Let's see what this covenant blessing is all about. Let's see what God has for us. Amen. Let's get our life to change, turn around for the better. You deserve it for to yourself. And I just give God the honor. I give God the glory. Thanks to God. I just tell things all over the world, Massachusetts, Connecticut. We thank God for you all. We thank God for you and our international family over there in France, Norway, my God Almighty. We thank God for you all as well. I thank God for you all, saints, my God Almighty, for tuning in, participating, getting up in the morning. Some of you, your time frames, like right about now, Norway, they in pretty much they afternoon time. It's about, I think it's about 4 o'clock. PM over there in Norway. Nevertheless, you know, then we have our brothers and sisters over there in California. I think their time frame is a little bit different. If I'm not mistaken, I think they are ahead by four hours up on us, if I'm not mistaken. But nevertheless, whatever time frame you in, I just thank God for you. Some of us, we in a place to where we cannot complain. Because we've got people all over the world is hungry. You better believe if you don't want it, God has somebody else that want it. And don't give a care about what time they got to get up, how they feel, how long they don't work. It doesn't matter. They want to get whatever God has for them. My God Almighty, I just give y'all the glory, and I thank God for each and every one of you, and I thank God for the family, and I just bless God for you, my God Almighty. Nevertheless, let's go ahead and bring in Mother Price. Mother Price, go ahead and in the Holy Ghost. Then we're going to bring our own brother Joe. My God, he might as well place one. Come on in and give us words of inspiration this morning. God bless each and every one of you. Mother Price.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you first, giving you the honor who's ahead of my life. And Professor Temple and First Lady Temple and the AMD members in the front line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne boldly once again, God. Thank you just for another day, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength, God. Thank you how you took care of all last night until this point, God. You shielded and protected us. In the name of Jesus, you didn't let a thief break in, God, or robber, God, or fight and break out. So we say thank you, Lord, this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. When we lay down, you was on our minds, God. When you woke us up this morning, breathe upon us, God, and we begin to rise, God, going to the restroom once more, God, washing our face and brushing our teeth and just saying thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for the activities of our body, our limbs are still functioning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning. For your divine word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to let us stay on the right track, God. Continue to let us cry out. Continue to let us look in the mirror and encourage ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to let us love, how to love us even our enemies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, I come to you lifting every battle woman that it is up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you draw near to you like never before. I pray, God, that you strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, this morning that you break every chain and break every, pull down every stronghold. When she thinks you can't get her, quotable shade, certain means up. God, let her know that you can. She can do all things to you that strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, God, I pray to you, Heavenly Father, let her know that she don't have to accept anything up a man. She don't have to compromise. She quotable shade with it. Oh, God, but she'll let go and let you come in, God. Let her know everything will be all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, put the blood of Jesus over her mind, God, this day. In the name of Jesus, I ask the Moshe, the man, that you loose the mind of the White Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the authority of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, God, we ask you that you continue to live, to take care of every homeless person that it is out there, God. I realize, God, this morning there's many homeless people, God. Oh, but God, this morning I pray, God, let them know that they don't have to be homeless. Go to Boshe. It's just a temporary situation. If you get God into your life, he'll place a shut over your head. You won't have to be homeless in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we realize some people have been homeless 3 and 4 and 5 years. I don't know about shake, God. But I ask this morning that you begin to shake them in the name of Jesus. Put the blood of Jesus over their mind. Let them know it's enough, it's enough. Let go and let God. I don't know about shake this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know about shake. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you like never before this morning, God. Oh, God, how do I go, shake, God? Shake somebody up now, God, that's been laying in a mess for years and years and years. Oh, God, let them know it's time to arise. It's time to get out your mess. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, come in. Take that filthy garment out. How do I go, shake? And put some clean garments on this morning. It's time to walk and talk with Jesus. It's time to let him change your mind frame, to change your heart, to clean your heart up. Oh, and let him order your footsteps. in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we cry out, oh God, for people that have been walking in the street for years, God, not putting them down, but come to tell them, it's time out for gays, it's time out for lying, perpetrated. Oh, it's this time for Jesus. Oh, if you just taste Jesus' word, you'll never be the same. You'll want more and more of Jesus. The more you pour out hot of the boche, the more you will want. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift every man of God up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, of the boche, keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Oh, God, of the boche, God. All of their footsteps, God, in your word, God, that we continue to pour out your truth like never before. And let us begin to open our minds and hearts and receive the truth of God. In the name of Jesus, you think you won't need Jesus, Lord of all shape. Just wait and see. You're going to need a Lord of all shape. You'll be the main one that's running and crying for it. I tell you now, why not get it now? Why not cry out for Jesus now? Begin, Lord of all shape, God. Oh, God, I cry out to you this morning. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Cry out to Jesus. That's his name. It's power in the name of Jesus. He can clean you up, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God this morning. I can't help but say hallelujah. Hey, go to Moshe this morning. He's been good to us, hallelujah. When we didn't see no way, he has made a way, hallelujah. We some things we don't understand, but by and by we will just keep pushing, running. I don't know about running in the race. Oh, go to Moshe. Don't go in the tower. Just keep running. Go to Moshe. God is ordering your footsteps, Lord of Moshe. He's ordering your footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. We read, lift up every married couple that is here today. Oh, God, I pray, God, Lord of Moshe, let them keep you in the center of their marriage. Because without you in it, God, it won't last. Lord of Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you to bless these marriages, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to pray, Lord of Moshe. If they pray, God, let them hold hands and join together, because they're already joined. Oh, God, let the power of the Lord begin to follow them like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift every child up to you this morning, God. We ask that you strengthen and shield and protect them, God. Even if they get prepared, getting ready to go back to school, God. Let your angels go before them, God. Shield and protect them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to pray for our youth. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, oh, Moshe, God, because we know we can't do nothing without you. But we realize we can do all things to you that's in us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we lift up the one that's sick, God, oh, Moshe, and God, thank they're going to be like that forever. But let them know in your word you said, by God's stripes you're here. You might be aching, Lord of Moshe, but yet and still you're here, Lord of Moshe. You might be feeling pains breaking through your breath and through your body, but open up your mouth, say, God, regardless of the pains that's breaking through my body, oh, by your stripes I'm still healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on the word, Lord of Moshe. Stand on it like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory and the honor, God, and your praises, because it's all due for you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. These things we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name this morning we pray. Amen and amen.
And God be the glory. Amen and amen. Thank God for that wonderful prayer, that mother Christ just delivered out. And I just give God the praise and give God the glory, saints of God. Listen, nevertheless, we're bringing in our own very own brother Joe. Brother Joe, God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Brother Joe.
Thank you. How you doing this morning?
Amen.
Amen. First of all, I'd like to give all praise to God, who's the creator, and who's the protector, and who's the one that controls us every day, our mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, Father, And thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come into your ministry and join. Thank you, First Lady. I'd like to thank the ADM Ministry for being there for me. I have been receiving blessings ever since day one I've come into ADM Ministry. And I'm doing very well. My mind is clear. My heart is pure. My spirit is strong. I'd like to come and let the people of this world know that this world is so torn apart that it's some kind of way, it's like a video game or like a ride on Six Flags. You know, when we were kids, we understood the thing called a merry-go-round where you get on and someone push and push and push. Well, it's fine from the start because all you're doing is going around. But what happens afterwards, as it goes faster and faster, and you're going through the same changes in life as you do on the merry-go-round, but it gets faster. You got the drugs, you got the alcohol, you got the prostitutes, you got the people going around hurting each other, killing each other. It's useless. That kind of mentality is only here on earth. It's not in heaven. And as the merry-go-round goes around, it gets faster and faster, and you're holding on. And the two things you can do, turn loose and fall off and really hurt yourself, or you can hold on, close your eyes, and pray to God and hope that God uplifts you from that merry-go-round and pull you up forward to Him and not down to the ground where the devil is, because down there you're going to get broke up, you're going to get beat up, you're going to get dogged out, you're going to get talked about, you're going to get used. But if you hold on and you pray to God, you're going to get uplifted. The prayers that you give to Him will be answered. And it will manifest, and it will give blessings unto you. When you open your eyes, you see who you are. You can see clearly. You can feel better about yourself.
Amen.
You can understand the changes that you went through in your past and the things that are changing to make your future look better. You have to believe in God, because without God, you can't do anything in this world. And you will not be able to make it to the afterworld. See, you got to have faith. You got to have understanding. You got to have a desire. You got to have a hunger for God, for His word, for His knowledge, for the things that He wants you to do.
Amen.
And it doesn't cost you anything. It don't cost you anything. Except happiness, or to make someone else happy. And I thank God so much this day that He has brought me from where I was to where I am. He brought me from what I used to be to who I am now. God is amazing. He's amazing. And all praise goes to God. And all blessings come to those who pray to God. Don't hinder your blessings. Don't hinder the prayers that you have unto yourself, because they don't belong to you. They belong to God. He's the one that wakes you up every morning.
Amen.
He's the one that breathes breath into your nostrils,
yes,
and fill your lungs. He's the one that grabs your legs and move them so you're able to walk. He's the one that tests your mind so you know where you're going and where you're coming from.
Yes,
He's the one that carries you when you can't walk yourself.
Amen.
You're sick and tired and sick and tired. Don't go to the doctor. Go to God.
Amen.
He's the man that manifests all this. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you do in life, don't forget, first of all, that it couldn't be done without God.
Amen.
Anything in life. So I'd like to say to the ADM Ministry, thank you. Keep pushing. Be happy. And continue pressing forward to the mark of God. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother Joe. Amen. God bless you. Oh, Brother Joe, God bless you. Yes, saints of God, you got to keep pushing and understand that God is the head of your life. Listen, we don't want to get caught up into the things of the world. My God, when we say the world, I want to let you know it's the things that is ungodly like, things that God is not approve of. You know, things that our gospel does not approve of. Some of you say, you know what, Pastor, I don't know. That's why it's very important for you all to get connected to a Bible-based ministry. That's why it's good to get connected to a ministry in that where you can really start learning and start understanding, because none of us, when the day of judgment, we are going to have no excuses. It's not going to be any excuses in the face of God. So I know some of you probably like saying that, Pastor, you know, I just don't know. I don't know what God is requiring. I don't know what God is will. Well, we offer you to just come and get connected. You know, don't use that stronghold of what the devil placing in a lot of people's mind. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go to the churches. They, you know, these folks ain't right. They ain't right. Ain't no sense us going there playing with God. And you know the old saying, oh, I don't want to get into all that there, because, you know, I want to go there when I get myself together, when I get right. You won't never get right. See, these also seize the strongholds that the enemy just planted in folks' head. You know, all they want is your money. All they want is your money. Well, I can't speak for nobody else. I can speak for ADM. No, that ain't what we want. You need to come there and find out. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure we get into a place, put all these excuses to the side. Let's get foundation. Let's get grounded, my God, and let's understand what God is requiring for us. I want everyone to know, regardless of who pulled this CD, who listened to all around the world, regardless if you save or unsaved, you believe or don't believe, you still will be held accountable, regardless of who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a believer. It doesn't matter if you're not a believer. It doesn't matter if you think all this church stuff is a fake, is all a game and a gimmick. It doesn't matter, you know, because at the end of the day, God's still going to bring judgment. It's still going to be a heaven, and it's still going to be a hell. You're still going to be rewarded, or you're still not, regardless of what. At the end of the day, you got to understand something. Even scientists understand, you know, that the way the world and the way the planet that goes around the sun spinning on the axis, but yet it's in steady motion, a line, a rotation, but yet we go to a place that it's no gravity. You know, it's no gravity. How can this be? You got to understand it's the creator, a place to where you got water. You know, 90% of the earth is water, and yet it doesn't leak out, and we still spins around and come. It has to be something. You got a star, you got the sun, you got the moon, you got different things that, my God, that contribute to the earth, my God, perfectly in unison. You know, it, some things is just not going to be answered, but you got to understand it has to be a God. And I just want you all, that those that doesn't know him, I want you to come and get to the place to where you begin to know him, begin to learn about him, begin to find out what he's requiring. Amen. Begin to get into the word and getting help to get into the word. Amen. For you can really understand what God is requiring. Saints of God, I'm just so excited. I'm just ecstatic for what God is doing in each and every one of your life. It's always a blessing to hear testimonies. Always a blessing to hear how God is profoundly slingshotting and shooting the individual. But I got a question. I want to bring us right back, because it's very important that God wants you all blessed. It's very important that you be blessed for the kingdom of heaven. Listen, by you being blessed for the kingdom of heaven, and what it does, it advertises the kingdom of heaven on a whole nother level. It makes people interested. It makes people want to know. That's why it's very important that God want you blessed. It's very important for you to see the manifestation of the living God in your life. It's very important for you begin to be the lender, not the borrower. It's very important for the blessings of the Lord, my God, to ring you down and overtake you. It's very important for the windows of heaven to open up and God could pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. It's very important for you to walk into your health. It's very important you can walk into your deliverance. It's very important for prosperity to come in your life, for change to take place in your life. It's very important for you to kick out them old habits and kick out different things that causing you to be weighted down, burdened down, stressed out, and everything else. It's very important. The reason why, because the life that you live is going to speak for itself, and it's going to be a witness to somebody else. God want you got to understand something, Saints of God. The talk game is all out. You know, it's too many people don't can't damn bruise the talk game. Now it's either put up or shut up. Amen. Other words, you're going to show that the Lord it is working in you and out of you about your life and the things around you, how it's prospering and flourishing, or you just want to keep talking about it. Many of us already been there. We hear. But at the end of the day, can you produce what you say? So it's very important that God is pulling us and God is pushing us to a place, my God Almighty, to a place to where we are blessed, to a place where all our needs are being met. You hear me? That where we're moving into where the table is spread and he's given us the desires of our heart. Why? Because that's going to be a witness to somebody else, somebody that knew you, where you come from, where you come from out of the projects, where you come from bucking up and having roommates, where you come from sleeping in your cars, where you come from different things. My God Almighty knew you for where you come from, and they could see where you are now, and you could testify, if it had not been for the Lord, y'all don't get me started, on my side, I don't know where would I be. That's why it's very important. God is not a God going to give it to us. I want you to understand that. He's not a God that he's going to give it to you. He's a God that he's going to honor the structure and also the alignment that he placed. So we're going to have to get into the alignment and understand the being in alignment with God. Other words, the system. You got to understand something. So God been having us, my God, for this week, cleaning up, my God. And also we've been dealing with on other days, the first and the second dimension, the second and third dimension, principal palaces and the heavens, cleaning up them areas, and demonic council, areas where our emotions going all the way, my God, all out of place, because we are in a place to where we having the perception is wrong because you want to feel, but cleaning up these areas so we can get ready to go into the blessings of the Lord into our life. My God, being good stewards of what God have us to be, for we can receive on all areas. I'm telling you right now, God is not going to jumpstart us or have us to begin a journey if we're not ready to begin it. You hear me? And I want you all to be in this journey and get successful. This time, you're going to make it through. I'm telling you right now, this time, you're going to make it through. And I just thank God for what he is doing and what he is doing for each and every one of you. Thanks to God, you got to come on through. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And this time, you have to make it through. And this time, I'm sorry to tell you, Saints of God, I know some of you have been trying to make it. My God, when a prophet come into a town, you get in that $100 line and $50 line, and you still come back in the same boat. Y'all hear me? I know you've been trying to say, God, I've been paying my tithe. God, I've been giving my offering, but yet, God, I'm still in a struggle. God, what is the problem going on now? I'm telling you, this time you're going to make it through. I know some of you don't got caught up in the little nuggets. Now the little nuggets of the blessing don't ran dry. You know, it was once upon a time, somebody don't came and gave you $20 and for gas. Then all of a sudden, somebody don't came to bless you with this here, gave you a little piece here. But all of a sudden, that feels though it running dry, you know, and you're trying to figure out, God, what is going on? What is the problem? God is trying to pull you to where the table is spread. Thanks to God, I want to get your mentality. You know, be thankful for the nuggets, but don't be in a place to where you just happy with it. Be thankful of the little gifts that is coming to your life, but don't get into a place where you comfortable with it, because you need to get to where the table is spread. Don't think you have a ride because you're getting a little trickle. It should be more than enough. Other words, what do you mean more than enough? Baby, God don't lay it on my heart to where you got a light bill issue. I want to pay your light bill. What do you mean it's more than enough? enough because you can pay to get a funeral like them. No, no, no. More than enough is I can handle my responsibility and also I can help you with yours. That's more than enough. I feel the Holy Ghost and God want to take each and every one of you into that place of more than enough. The saints of God should be the lender and not the borrower. The saints of God should be the one at the head of the table. How can we witness to people in the back of the line? God is trying to pull us from the back and put us to the front. So let's start with all this, what I know, or shout out, oh, God is doing this, God is doing that. Baby, first of all, God needs to do it first in your life before others can be a believer. Let's see what God could do in you first, my God. Then the life that you live, it could make us a believer. Let's stop getting caught up in the Christian language and the devil having a field day, my God, making you a believer to your own Christian world base, your own Christian outlet, your own Christian language, amen? Because everybody get into a huddle and begin to speak the same language, that doesn't mean that's the gospel. Y'all better hear me. That doesn't mean what in the world all of us getting in the same huddle speaking, oh my gosh, and all of us is broke, busted, and disgusted. God, y'all know God is up to something. He finna get ready to do something. Baby, let me get in my prayer closet. Let me get in my place. I'm going to intercede in the Holy Ghost. And when God do it, my God Almighty, I'm going to come out and I'll let you know God don't get it. So let's begin to be examples other than trying to be leaders. Amen. Many of us, you got to understand the leader is in the example. You got to be the example, my God Almighty, before you can be the leader. We too busy trying to have so many leaders, but nobody want to be the example. Amen. We got a good talk game, but nobody want to produce. So let's get into a place to where we want to produce and be an example for the kingdom, other than trying to be a leader for the kingdom without the example. You need to be an example first. And I just give God the glory, thanks to God. So let's get our closets clean. Let's get our everything clean for God to be able to take us into that place where we need to be. Let's quit bucking the system of God. Let's quit trying to cut corners. And I'm going to let you know something else. Because we cry, because we want God to move, because we feel some type of way, God don't move on that. He doesn't move off emotions. He doesn't move because you want him to move right now. Because you feel as though your need is great right now. God moves on people with faith. People don't allow their situation to get them down. They still got to pray. Regardless of what it looks like, they still got to worship in their belly. Like Mother Helen said on last night, they trust in God. And they're not saying it. Their actions is speaking for itself. I challenge you to allow your actions to speak for itself and begin to trust God in this season. Let's begin to go into this where the table is spread. It's not just for certain people. It's for all of us. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that God has just got it for me. I'm the prophet. I'm the prophet, baby. These prophets and the apostles and bishops, all this stuff here, these are names or identities for certain office that we walk in. But at the end of the day, the benefit is for everybody. And the difference is between a person that is carrying a name title, they're going to be judged greater, or they're going to be held at a higher accountability level than an individual. But for the as the benefits and the blessing, it's for everybody. It's just not for one type of person. All of you, all of us, it doesn't matter who you are. God got a table with your name on it. God got a table, brother, with your name on it. God got a table with my name on it. God got a table with all your names on it. Your table is here. And all God wants from you to worship him in spirit, in truth. Give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. And when hard times come, you're going to keep your head over the water. And the Lord is my strength in my salvation. Whom shall I fear? My God Almighty. And I'm telling you right now today, as long as you keep pressing, no matter what, and keep going, no matter what, shake yourself off, you're going to get to that table that is spread for you. God wants you there. He wants you there. He wants you at that table, because when you're at that table, you can bear witness for the kingdom of God. Listen, this has been ADM Ministry. We got to get ready to get out of here, saints of God. We thank God for all our families that have been coming on this week. We got our own Pastor Smith tomorrow. My God, Friday morning, give us another word of inspiration. Saints of God, please take in these words of inspiration. But better yet, we want you to be able to connect. I know some of you loving this and you're having a good time, but you have not connected yet. But baby, for saints of God, I want you to connect, because you're going to find out once you connect, my God, now you can begin to get the source and what God is pouring down in this ministry. We're a ministry on the move, and we're going to tell the truth of the gospel regardless of who like it. We'll tell them, quit, read your Bible, it's in there. Amen. I'm telling you right now, in a ministry that doesn't give interpretation, we leave the Bible where it is, right there where it is. If it said it's a duck, it's a duck. If it's a snake, it is a snake. We don't have time to try to interpret and manipulate the word of God and twist it for our own well-being, because all they're doing is tangling people up, and it's preventing you from getting into, my God, your blessing, and it causing saints of God to back off, my God, and stay home and find their own faith and their own religion because of the foolishness. But God is raising up a generation. He's raising up people. He's raising up leaders. He's raising up ministries on the move. My God, that's going to leave the kingdom for where it is and going to represent the kingdom the right way. Saints of God, I want to let you know, regardless of how much money you have, you cannot skip over the process. It doesn't matter how much you want to give and how many lines you want to stay in and how many phone, my God, television ministry you want to call in and ask them to speak something over your life. At the end of the day, regardless of what they say, how they said, and how their tongues want to come about it, you cannot skip over the process. You must have to go through the process. Amen. So in other words, save your money if you want to sort into that type of environment, because at the end of the day, they're just taking it, because you're going to have to get back into the process and walk through the process so you can get to that table that is spread for you. Many of you in the process, don't get out. Stay in it. Keep walking, my God Almighty. And God going to keep giving you words of nuggets for each individual that coming across to keep your faith and keep you moving to the next place, to the next one, to the next one, until you can get to that table that is spread. You're just about there. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless you all.